As we heard earlier in the program, there's a lot of confusion around, confusion about what people can and can't do during this lockdown period. It's the same with schools, with this question on many parents' minds, you might be one of them, to send or not to send. But some parents who want to send their kids to school are still uncertain if they're actually safe. Hopefully this report from Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart might shed some light on the issue.
We'll call her Karen. She's a Hobart mother who could still be sending her kids to school, but instead she's decided to keep them at home. What's changed her mind? The fear that other kids might bring the virus to school. We've used an actor for her voice.
I decided to take them out of school for this last week because I became aware that children that are still going to school have parents who've recently returned from overseas who are self-isolating. But if the rest of the household members aren't self-isolating, I think that's a potential cause of spread of the virus.
There's no sign that the child's parent has coronavirus, but the mother is still worried.
I'm worried mostly because of the unknown incubation period and also the fact that sometimes maybe children don't display symptoms. I really think it's a chink in the contagion plan.
For now, Karen's kids are taking their lessons online. Her situation has highlighted one of the many grey areas for parents right now. Under state and federal health rules, the family members of anyone who is in isolation can still leave the house as long as their family member isn't sick. That's because, like the case in Hobart, they're being held in quarantine as a precaution in case they develop coronavirus. Experts, though, say there's no need for alarm that the system is safe. The Director of Infectious Diseases and Immunology at the Menzies Health Institute Queensland at Griffith University is Professor Nigel McMillan.
So this is pretty standard practice in how we're dealing with it quite now, and it's proven to work quite well. The point being, if the parent turns positive, then the child will become someone who needs to isolate as their immediate close contact, and then they would no longer be able to go to school.
Professor McMillan says even if the child and their family developed coronavirus, the classmates and teachers would not have to self-isolate unless they also developed symptoms of the virus. He says Australia is taking a middle ground approach compared to other countries around the world.
So New Zealand's gone full lockdown and they, I guess, are the gold standard by which to do this, whereas a country like Sweden has in fact not changed anything at all. There's no lockdown, there's a little social isolation being suggested, but generally life goes on as normal in Sweden. So Sweden actually have the same number of cases that we do, although they do have 10 times the number of fatalities.
But others say it's not worth the risk at all. The man who led Australia's response to the AIDS crisis thinks schools around the nation should shut. Bill Botell is an adjunct professor at the University of New South Wales.
I think we should follow what New Zealand has done. People should be in their homes. They should, all the non-essential services, schools and so on and so forth, should shut down. I think we have to be then very purposeful in testing as many people as we can.
The Premier of Tasmania, Peter Gutwin, says there's no need for people to worry because anyone who tests positive to COVID-19 will be isolated along with their entire family. Tasmanian school holidays will start early with classes ending today. Next term, classes will be offered both online and face-to-face.
Felicity Ogilvie with that report.